Let's hear about that long train journey from Belfast to Dublin last night. 7 hours long, including a long wait when the train went on fire. Barry Kenny is Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail. Good morning, Barry.
Morning, Gavin.
What happened?
This is the 1805 service from Belfast to Dublin, and just 2 miles north of Newry, the driver of the train got an alert on his cab, and I should stress he was driving from the engines going from Dublin to Belfast. The locomotive is at the front of the train, and when it's coming from Belfast to Dublin, it's the rear of the train, and the driver is driving from a separate cab at the front. So he got an alert in his cab that the fire suppression system had activated on the train, and went to investigate, saw that it would need fire service assistance, and it turned out to be quite a significant fire. Fire service in Northern Ireland obviously recalled to the scene. Our colleagues in TransLink, who we jointly operate the enterprise service with, their maintenance and operations staff came to the scene as well, and ultimately the train couldn't be moved at that time, and there was a very significant delay, as you say, and obviously we'd apologise. There were over 100 people affected by this, and an extremely difficult situation for those people. But ultimately, they were transferred to another train and arrived into Connolly Station at about 1 a.m.
No one was injured, luckily, but an awful long wait for people who are trying to get to Dublin. Don't you have a link-up service with buses if there is a delay in getting a train? Why didn't you just simply round up the passengers and get them onto the next bus, Air and Ulster bus service that was available?
Well, this presumes that incidents happened directly adjacent to roads, and it did not. In order to get people to a transfer point, we would have to have, obviously, again, through TransLink, walk people almost 2 miles along very uneven surfaces, and it would obviously require quite a lot of time to do that. So ultimately, it was decided that people would it was safer for people to remain on the train.
How long were they left in the train waiting?
As I say, in total, it would have been, if you like, immobilised in that area, it would have been of the order of 4 hours. And we had to bring a train to the opposite track to transfer them across. I should say it was confined to the engine compartment. The fire service, as a precaution, asked people in the carriages immediately adjacent to that engine area to move forward, but there was no danger to people on board at any time.
And for the 4 hours they were on the train, what help, if any, could you provide?
Again, our colleagues in TransLink boarded the train to provide information there. There was catering provided to people while it was available. Also, when they arrived into Connolly Station, we had our customer service staff waiting. We provided taxis for them, were transferred for 20 people who required it. We provided overnight accommodation for 3 people who required it as well. So where people weren't able to get onto their destination, say we provided the travel, and where they needed overnight accommodation, we provided that also.
A long journey. Let's hope it was worth it. Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail. Thank you for speaking to us this morning.